If you've been looking for my podcast episode over the weekend and didn't find it, then that's because, my dear friends, I was going through a serious case of Sunday overwhelm. I'm Anjana. This is day 5 of the 30-day challenge. I have spoken more about this challenge in the day 1's episode. You can check that out. Meanwhile, I must tell you that this feeling of overwhelm is one of the nastiest things around. It can really deflate you like a punctured tire, and it really, really saps out all the energy from your system. Technically, Sunday was created as a day of rest, correct? Some say that God created Sunday because it was supposed to be a day of rest. But let's see how Sundays pan out. Monday to Saturday, children go to school. Monday to Saturday, husband and I do our respective jobs and work, and all of the things happen outside the house. So I ideally, on a Sunday, having done so much work over the week, want to take a break and not move anywhere, not cook a grand meal, not do any extra work. But it's only on Sunday that everyone wants to unite. All the activities have to happen on Sundays. All the special things have to happen on Sundays. All the meeting and chai dates and going on walks and breakfast mornings. Everything has to happen on a Sunday. And everything has to happen on the same Sunday, for God's sake. Where are you leaving space for a break? Where is the relaxation? Where is the rest and restore? I have no clue. And that's exactly what happened to me this weekend. See, I function really well in a routine. And you could give it any label that you want, but I find routines safer and calming. And when my routine goes for a toss in a very, very weird way, like, you know, a wrench in the whole plan kind of a way, I am not very comfortable. So ideally for me, a Sunday would mean waking up late, doing nothing, having a simple meal at home, or going out for an ice cream, going out for a drive, coming back home and getting ready for Monday. Right? This sounds ideal, but that's not how things happen. This weekend, I had ideally planned to get 20 minutes off to record my episode. That's it, my friends. 20 minutes off to record my episode. And I must tell you that if you are a creative person, or if you know any creative person, then it just cannot happen at the snap of a finger. Even though you are impromptu, even though you can just switch on the mic and start talking like I'm doing right now, you need the mind space to do it. And while I had planned, saying that, okay, morning 8:30 to 8:45, this might happen. So in this window, I'm going to do my recording. That particular event didn't happen and my plan had to be altered. And my plan just kept getting postponed and postponed and postponed and postponed. And I had a whole pile of things to attend to as well. And I felt absolutely helpless. I felt super frustrated. I did express my frustration and I was very vocal about it. But it doesn't change anything, does it? I mean, things just happen as they have to happen. And what this led to, besides the fact that I couldn't put out my episode on the day I decided, is that my Sunday spilled over into my Monday. So Monday morning, I woke up wanting to be lazy. But what's happening? Monday, everyone has to get to school. It's the first day of the week. So obviously there's a rush, there's office, and then there are people at your door, and then you have to do things. So I'm basically stuck in a rut. But I did what I could. And I put up a brave face and I said, Anjana, this is the best that you can deal with these things. And I just decided to do what I could. And I thought, let me ask Google. I'm overwhelmed. Google, tell me what to do. And Google said, first, I should reflect on the why of my overwhelm. Why am I overwhelmed? Dude, don't even get me started. Next, I have to accept my feelings. I did, with 3 cups of coffee. Third, I had to practice mindfulness. Now, this is something that really helps. I find folding laundry to be the most mindful act that I could ever practice. And when I'm super stressed, I do laundry. When I'm super out of focus, I do laundry. And then Google tells me to try breathing exercises. I was like Ferdinand the Bull, basically. And finally, it says, take breaks and focus on what you can control. When I finally figured out that I couldn't control much of my Sunday, I just let it go and hope that whatever comes with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the weekends that followed, I'm just gonna let it roll. So here I am telling you what caused my Sunday overwhelm. And I really, really think that a lot of us go through this as well. And if whatever things you had planned for that Sunday, or whatever break that you had planned for your Sunday, didn't work out, then here's my golden tip for you. And I'm not sharing it like some gyan. I'm just telling you because it really helps me, is to take a midweek break. I absolutely enjoy doing it. And it somehow feels like a cheat day, you know, when everyone's busy at school or at work. I take a break on Wednesday afternoon and it's the best thing that happens to me. So right now I'm going to go and plan for some activities to do this week for my midweek break, and I will see you tomorrow. Here's to being consistent. Take care. Tata, bye-bye.